Well, you know, the Bible does make it clear in Leviticus and other areas that bathing is what's needed not only to be physically clean, but it was actually part of spiritual cleanliness.
Okay.
Yeah, so we see this in Leviticus for a number of situations. In Numbers, the priests, you know, to prepare for service, they had to go through a whole bathing ritual. So there is that sense of the old saying, you know, cleanliness is next to godliness, kind of applies a little bit here.
Okay.
Because there's that sense of, that there's a biblical mandate to bathe, to be clean inside and out. You know, not saying a bath is what makes you spiritually clean. We're not saying that.
Yeah.
It's just like baptism doesn't make us clean. The blood of Jesus does. But there is a precedent for being clean in the Bible. I mean, like Leviticus has a whole section about, you know, you need to wash for this. You need to be careful about this, you know, and if you touch this, you're going to be dirty. You're unclean, you know, both physically and spiritually and all this. So it's very important that, you know, you're not afraid of the shower.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good.
Use that bar of soap.
Yes.